Well, I bet you weren't expecting that, were you? We're on a train today, saving the planet. That's it, I've gone vegan. I've gone caffeine free. I'm saving the planet. We're on a train. And
is that saving the planet? I'm sure they admit things, don't they?
We've both got green coats, I'd like to say. I feel like we're connected a little bit.
And a bit of leopard.
Yeah. So welcome to Slimmer World Podcast. Thanks for joining us again. I'm Claire, she's Anna. Every Monday we put out a new podcast. And it's like a little bit of image therapy away from your group. A little Brucey bonus, as we say. And for those of you who are online members, if you miss out on your group connection, then you get to come on a train journey with us instead and talk about healthy extra B. You nearly dropped your phone there, love.
Oh my God, nearly dropped the phone.
Anna's got a nice handbag today.
Yes, I've got my very expensive handbag.
Thanks for making the effort.
Yeah, it is my very expensive handbag that only comes out. You don't use them much when you're a mum, but we can't put it on the floor because it's so beautiful.
All right, week two of me doing vegan as well. So,
how are you coping?
Yeah.
Do you want a steak?
I'm all right. Do you know what? In my bag here for my little lunchbox picnic, I've got some vegan little pizzas that I've made. Oh. I've also made like some soup as well, carrot and Swede soup.
Oh. What have you done that's veganised your pizza?
Just
veganise a word?
You can get the wraps, the bee-free wraps.
Oh, they're good.
Tomato puree. I've got I ended up using Via Life cheese.
Oh, nice. Would another slimming organisation's wrap not be vegan?
I don't know, actually. I haven't looked.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never thought about... Because wine and some beers, I found out from some of my vegan members, is not vegan because it's made using fish scales.
Yeah. Now, there's an interesting app that I've discovered called Is It Vegan?
Oh.
And you take a picture of the barcode and it tells you what's in the ingredients, which I found fascinating because, I mean, I went mad, right? I went around my food cupboards going, snap, 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 snap.
Wow.
Some of them don't work, but it's a great little thing. And the other thing that I've got to give a shout out to is on Facebook, it's not something that's official through the Slimming World lands, but there's a Vegan Slimming World UK group.
Yes.
You have to be a member, so it asks you which group you're part
of.
But I found that such a great resource, so shout out to people there.
Because anything good in there?
Yeah, and also just some people are using it to kind of document how they're doing in their journey, which is just amazing. So shout out to people who are joining us from listening, because I've put a few posts of our stuff. Anyway, today we are talking the beautiful thing that is fibre.
Oh, I love a bit of fibre.
No, I bet you do, with your bowel condition.
I don't need any fibre. We talk about it a lot in group, though. The whole fibre thing is quite important for weight loss, isn't it?
Well, I hadn't really factored this in, and I went on a bit of an exploration, shall we say, last year, which is one of the things that people remember me for in our group.
Claire, the fibre queen.
I was, wasn't I? That's what you nicknamed me. Yeah. But I spent one Saturday morning just opening my book, and you can get quite deep, right? Tesco's nutrition information on their website is great, and you can compare everything per 100 grams. So I looked at all the different things that are in our Slimming World book, and looked per 100 grams how much fibre did they have, and then per portion that we have our Slimming World allowance. And and it was amazing. I mean, things like Scam Bran came top, All Bran was right up there as well.
How excited did you get when you found Scam Bran in a well-known health food shop the other day?
I know, Anna. So, you know, it was really interesting, and I'm not going to quote kind of all the stats and the research now, because it's over a year since I've done that, and
yes,
things have probably changed.
Outdated.
But the two things that I did learn was swapping All Bran instead of always having my porridge oats was just another little way to get a bit more fibre.
Get prepared for it,
drink a lot of water.
Yes.
Definitely, when you up your fibre, drink more water. There's number one thing that you need to learn.
And let your family and friends know.
Well, I don't think you need to.
No, they don't already know.
So the thing with like fibre, it's kind of like one of those things that goes under the radar. And we did an episode earlier this year, which was about the power of... no, sorry, the calcium. Yes. And I kind of went and learned, like, how much calcium should we be having per day and that. And actually, fibre is also one of those things that kind of goes a bit under the radar too.
So
and how important it is, because initially I think that word extra, healthy extra, and I remember early on when I first started doing Slimworld, how I thought that if I didn't have my extras, that meant I was being uber good. But actually,
using
extras as part of the plan. So the word extra is misleading sometimes,
yeah,
I find.
Yeah, I think it's... whereas isn't it interesting how connotations it affect, whereas healthy extra is like in addition, on top of. I'd always take it. You're like, oh,
it's
no, if I lose it.
It's a Brucey bonus.
Yeah, it's a Brucey bonus. Yeah, so healthy extras are there to make sure your health's protected, but also they have so many benefits to your weight loss and your overall health. So getting a fibre-rich diet is going to lower your risk of cholesterol, heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and bowel cancer.
Wow.
Also really help your joints. So fibre is brilliant, but we also know fibre is going to keep you full. Fibre is going to give you a bit of roughage. Fibre is just really great at just giving you overall general health, and so brilliant for weight loss, because when you're full, if you're anything like me, you're going to be far less likely to go scouring down those cupboards, aren't you? When you're content and satisfied by your meals. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we all need a little bit of a win. And interesting, the Christmas journal, which has come out in groups.
Yes, you
and
love
I've got
it, don't
my,
you?
I do like to kind of, after I've been to group, you know, when you kind of still got that inspiration, that fire in your belly.
We had such a good group on Saturday, though, didn't we? It was a good Saturday morning. Everyone felt a bit fired up on Saturday.
But afterwards, I like, whilst I'm in that mindset, to just kind of sit down and write and think. And sometimes the night before, actually,
Gee,
I like to prep.
Get prepared,
because I kind of think,
I love that.
I think to myself, well, whatever comes on the scales, I'm still going to continue. So how do I want it to look?
Oh, you're such a good member.
Oh, no. Give
oh,
me,
I love that. She
give me a sticker.
What should I get you, a little gold star?
Oh, yeah. So, but what I like in the Christmas journal, that made me think that there is, on page 21, I don't know why I can remember it, because we were talking about it in group on Saturday, but the top five free food recipes.
Top
and number
10?
One of mine was baked oats.
Loved baked oats. Oh.
So simple, it's like having a little flapjack.
So, yeah, so it's using the healthy extra, but it's a cake. I do mine with Nutella. There are other forms of chocolate spread out there, but it's such a tasty one, isn't it? It's so satisfying. And if you have it, you like yours cold, don't you? I like mine hot.
It's just a little flapjack. I mean, I think about it, I'm going to have to find an alternative, aren't I, whilst I'm doing the vegan stuff.
Maybe
instead of egg.
Yogurt.
Oh. You need some, well, chia seeds apparently are what binds things, but that's also a healthy
toffee?
Extra, so I might have to sin it.
See, I do baked oats without egg and it's fine. I just do yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever works.
Yeah. Just bake it. You know, like, do you ever forget things? I forget them all the time, so I just bake it.
You what?
You could use a bit of banana. Maybe sin that. That
yeah,
sin a banana.
And then that's the thing, isn't it? Because it's just finding ways that you can kind of reduce your sins. This is why I'm doing this,
yes.
Right? Because it's making me think harder.
Have you got, should I tell you my favourite healthy extra bees?
Go on then.
My favourite healthy extra bee has to be a seeded bagel thin.
Okay, so because a few of them were healthy extras and then now are not. This is a thing that you've got to keep checking in your app. Never assume that you know everything.
Yeah, because I love a bit of bacon and egg bagel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So the we actually put a post on our Instagram at Slimworld Podcast the other week, and we just asked.
It went mental, didn't it?
Yeah, we just asked, what's your favourite healthy extra bee? Simples, right? As simple as that. Oh. And so it actually went like a little bit mad. Can you hold my notepad for me? Is that allowed?
Yes.
I'm
going
to get off the train now. This is going to be interesting.
Claire, you've literally bought like a suitcase.
I have actually got a little suitcase going on here, yeah.
Oh my God.
Hang on, how can
right,
I just like put that there? Put that there.
Right, get your phone.
Right, okay.
Gonna... Would you be useless with a baby?
Yeah, I would. Oh, we're out in the sunshine.
Oh, it's nice here, isn't it? Look.
Right. Which
go
way's out?
Stairs.
Oh, stairs.
Oh my God. Look at all these bloody stairs.
God.
Bit of body magic.
Right, well, we've obviously arrived and we've got off the train.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we put this post on our Instagram and it went off. We just asked really simple, like, is it oats? Is it dates? Is it nuts? because
I love a date.
But they changed the book, didn't they, about a year ago. It used to have like some tin soup in the healthy
exhibit. So we took tin soup out and gave that a free food allowance, so that dropped in sins. Years ago we used to have olive oil as a bee choice.
Really?
Yeah. Tablespoon of olive oil. All the things that have been a bee choice, Claire. Yeah. Oh, so tin soup dropped out, that was good. So now it's nuts, seeds, dried fruit, tin fruit, cereal-based products, cereal bars, bread, fibre-rich. Yeah. So,
Just let this train pass.
Oh, dear.
Keep it down, love.
I always find that bread or oats is my favourite.
Well, I thought that, right? Should we just sit on this little bench here?
Shall we, love?
Shall we? Sit down here.
Have a lie down.
Oh, my back is so heavy.
So is mine.
Oh, look, we're on different sides now.
Oh, does that mean it's going to change in people's ears?
I don't know.
So it'd be interesting to know if I was in your left ear a minute ago, am I now in your right ear?
Right, let's have a look. So, like, I was baffled, right? I think looking at, like, a snapshot of these, some people like to keep the same thing every day.
Yeah.
And some people use their healthy extra B to, like, kind of go a bit wild.
That's my thing. I like to shake it up. Shake it up. Sorry. Do we have to pay for that?
Well... Yeah. I don't think she'll take anything, to be honest.
For the laugh.
Right, okay, so some people say about hi-fi bars.
Yes, love a hi-fi. What's the favourite hi-fi, anybody said?
I don't know, someone asked us that the other week, didn't they?
Fruit and nut, question. Fruit nut. Vanilla shortcake.
So a lot of people kind of said, I'm really boring, oats, and more oats. That was Holly that said that.
Love an oat.
And unfortunately, I think when you scroll down, you realise, Holly, that you are not alone.
But an oat is so versatile, right?
They are, yeah.
I like cheesy oats. Have you ever tried to eat cheesy oats?
Cheesy oats?
So I make baked oats with cheese.
What?
You never tried it? People, have you tried it?
How did you even, like, come up with that?
I don't know. Well,
you went, what have we got left over? Let's put some cheese with oats.
No, but you'd have a savoury scone, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a savoury scone. So a baked oat with cheese and chives is amazing. Try it, people. An egg, healthy extra cheese, 40 grams of low-fat cheddar, or less than 30% cheddar, or whatever cheddar you're getting. It's less fat, you get more. Your oats, some fried spring onions, an egg, a tablespoon of Greek yogurt, mix it all together. Bingo bango.
You are a source of inspiration.
That's what they say.
Weight Watchers wrap. So this is similar to like what I've got on my little pizza going on today.
I like a quesadilla. Is it a quesadilla? Yeah.
Quesadilla, yeah.
Yeah, I like making a little quesadilla with them, like a pizza.
Yeah, Nicola said the Weight Watchers wrap to make a pizza.
I like cutting them up into strips and making them into like tortillas with a little bit of guacamole, a little fajita. I don't know where I'm going with the accent.
Also the weird movement that you're doing with your shoulders at the same time.
And my pelvis all at once. Sorry.
Donna says, I don't really have milk, so if I use it as a cereal, it's usually granola with yogurt or fruit. I like using my bee choice with bread as toast with poached or fried eggs. I do like cracker breads as a choice too, and cereal bars, but I tend to mix it up daily or every other, so I'm not having the same choice each day. So this thing, like, I mean, is it better if we mix up our healthy extra Bs? Does it make a difference to weight loss?
For me, personally, it's a psychological thing. So, like, I always thought I couldn't lose weight if I ate banana and Weetabix, right? I could lose weight if I ate banana and Weetabix, but I was so unsatisfied by the fact that I'd eaten banana and Weetabix for 742 years that I used to eat a two-finger Kit Kat straight afterwards and not count the sins. So the moment I changed up my B choice, I really love my breakfast, I dropped the two-finger Kit Kat. So I would always say, if you're a bit stuck in a rut, change it up so that you're not in a habitual state.
Yeah.
That's what because like some breakfast, you know, you'll bang the speed food in. Other breakfast, you know, it'd be like an afterthought. So I think it's just really making sure that you are keeping that variety and interest up psychologically more than anything.
But say like if you don't have your healthy extra B, like does it mean you're not like to lose as much weight? You know, like if you don't have speed food, is it just like you will lose weight?
But you need the fibre, and I think what you've got to really think
about. Why you're not having it, in case you're using sins instead.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're just not following the plan, then, are you? Because you're kind of doing your own version of it. Yeah. You know, you need that to be full. You really do. You need that to be satisfied, and we know that your health is going to be protected. Free food will always be your first port of call for weight loss, but they're there for a reason.
Come on, I thought you were going to say it.
Well, free food fixes it all.
No.
Free food's your friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all needed to hear that, didn't we?
Free food is your friend.
See it in that funny voice that you say it.
What funny voice is that?
In my head, you say it with a funny voice.
Like a funny voice? What funny voice?
Free food is my friend. Oh, that's what I hear when I hear the words free food. Every time I hear your voice saying it like that.
I don't sound like that. Okay.
You did. You said it like that in a previous podcast. And all of us remember you saying it like that.
God, I don't remember what I said 10 seconds ago.
What did you say?
Free food is your friend.
I think we all just need to get that on a little button, don't we?
Do,
and then
we
can just hear Anna say it.
Badges.
Badges.
Yeah.
Right, what else have we got? Weetabix. Now, Weetabix is an interesting one, right? Because I don't know about you, but another way that you kind of slip in little sins is you're not measuring your healthy extras,
yes,
right?
And they're brilliant because you don't have to measure them.
So, well, it's not the Weetabix minis, but like... Which have got chocolate in sometimes.
Yeah,
but
then get the big wigs.
Big wig.
Big wig to bits. She's got me on a bloody bench in the cold, sorry, I can't swear, but it's freezing again. What does she do to me, this girl?
Should we go sit inside? Should we go sit inside?
It's from cold now, it's fine.
Wig to bits.
Wig to bits.
Because you just put two and it's done, isn't it? You know measuring.
Yeah, but
I know I cheat. You know who honestly just puts 40 grams? You always add, like, if it goes to 42, you're like, oh, that won't matter, will it?
No, you don't. You take the 2 grams out, don't you?
You have to say that as a consultant.
No, I always undermeasure.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll always go for 39.
No, I imagine that 90% of people will be like, it's only 2 grams.
But those 2 grams all clock up, don't they? 2 grams every day, that's 14 grams extra. That's almost half a healthy extra. Like, when you think about it like that, that's extra sins. The only thing I'd say about Weetabix is milk. It sucks it up.
Well, you can use... I used to use Muller Light.
It's a bit crispy then.
Or Quark. But, I mean, you've got to do it quite quickly. Your Alpro yogurts?
Yeah.
The ones that aren't flavoured are sin-free?
No, there's only one that's sin-free that's not flavoured. That's not flavoured. It's got to be the one with the red band around it and the vegan one. It can't just be a standard plain Alpro.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, I've been sinning them anyway.
Oh, good, okay. Just protecting your weight.
To be honest, I've been using the flavoured one, so I knew it was sins.
Oh, right, you're fine. You're protected.
So I haven't been doing the...
A lot of people love a bit of crustless bread.
You know what? Loads of people are saying that.
Yeah.
Loads.
A little tip.
Lisa Lou here has got oats, hi-fi, Kingsmill crustless.
But don't spend the money on the crustless. Just cut the crust off your own. Much cheaper. A crustless loaf is like £1.10. A standard loaf is like 60p. Yeah. Cut the crust off. Roll it out with a rolling pin.
Effort.
Yeah, isn't it mad, the effort? I wouldn't chop an onion, but I'd cut the crust off the bread.
What?
Like... Yeah, I don't know, saving money.
Can I just say, actually, something? That, like, two things that have blown your mind that I've learnt about you in the past few weeks, okay? Number one, I'm just going to put out the weirdest one, is you've never engaged with, watched, or read Harry Potter.
No. Doesn't interest me.
It's just like, I don't know how you can get to this age and...
I fell asleep in Lord of the Rings.
I mean, I would love to know if anyone else is listening that has also never engaged in Harry Potter. I don't think I would know anybody.
Isn't it interesting that my husband works in television, massive film fan, and he'll always be like, yeah, let's watch a film, and I get really excited, and then I'm asleep in about 4 minutes.
Wow.
Even
fell asleep
in
the hot date you are.
Yeah, I am. What's the other thing?
The other thing is that you said in group the other day that one of your members was a lorry driver. And how they used to snack on crisps and nuts, and they swapped it for melon
and cherry tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lost 5 stone.
5 stone, a lorry driver. I was like, wow, I did not know that.
I've got quite a few long-distance lorry drivers.
Yeah. As members?
Hmm. And social workers, biggest demographic.
Really?
Yeah, and quite a few police officers. Yeah. It's interesting. Stressful work puts on weight.
That is interesting. Mm. And I think, you know what, when you go sitting group... Everybody is just, I don't know, Denise, Sarah, whatever, I'm making up names.
Wearing their black leggings that they've worn for the last 4 years and you've never seen them outside.
You just see them as people on the waitlist journey. You don't actually know these kind of high-profile jobs
until they arrest you on a Saturday night.
Not anymore.
No, it's really interesting, isn't it? Because you don't know who you're sat next to in group. It could be like the CEO of like a bank or, it could be anyone, couldn't it?
Yeah.
I love it. I love that rich texture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More oats. I'm just scrolling through here. Oats.
Off the wall ones.
Cashews, nuts.
Oh, I love a nut.
Yeah. Nuts are, I made like, you can get like these recipes for like raw cookies, raw dough cookies. And so that was some almonds, ground almonds that make like flour.
Where is Claire gone?
I was just trying stuff. I've had a bit more time at home recently, so.
You made me some brownies, which were beautiful the other day.
Yeah, they were good. Yeah, they're only 7 tins for chunk.
Daisy said...
And they're out of pack.
Daisy said, can I have more of the brown stuff? I thought that was quite cute. And I'm also partial, can't lie, to a Ryvita.
Who else has said Ryvita on
but
here?
But the Ryvita, like rice cakey ones.
There we go, Philly. Philly Fielding said 4 dark Ryvita. What's the thing with Ryvita? So sometimes you can have 2 and 4.
You can always have 4. But we know that 2 has a speed ability. It will speed up your weight loss faster than the 4. I always take the 4. Someone gives me an option of more food. Always going to take it.
Yeah, it's true. It's a bit like Babybel Light or Babybel.
Yeah, light.
Get 4 instead of 2.
I also like, though, a cooked or dried fruit. What did you discover the other day about apricots? Apricots.
Sorry, go back. What do you mean? Dried fruit. What for hex?
As an H, it has the extra B, yeah.
Oh, dried apricots. Yeah. I've still got them. I've not opened them, actually.
Oh, they're great for...
Well, how many is it? 6 or something?
25 grams, I think, off the top of my head.
Yeah.
They're great for a little... if anybody's struggling to go to the bathroom, they're a great little friend.
Okay.
I like a chia seed. Make a chia seed pudding.
Chia chai?
Chia.
Still don't know how
tomato,
to say it,
tomato, lasagna.
No, that was the thing I learned the other week, that these chia seeds apparently are good for, like, when you
binding.
Make... Yeah, for binding. Yeah. That's what you use instead of eggs.
Yeah.
That's so the chocolate brownie recipe
that
I made, yeah, the vegan alternative, so the non-vegan version was to use eggs, and then the vegan alternative was that you put chia seeds.
Do you soak them?
Apparently, if you soak nuts overnight, then you get more nutrients out of them.
Oh, yes, because they release, don't they?
That's like, what? I mean, you know, like when you buy like these bags of chickpeas and lentils that you have to soak overnight,
no,
I'm like,
never.
Oh, I can't be
As
bothered.
If I'd done that. I won't chop an onion.
Well, that's when you know that you need to give my head a wobble when I turn into one of them people. I mean, if you are one of those people, respect.
Utmost respect. If you are a person
just
who's...
just planning, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, wow.
You've just been lazy.
Oh, yeah, so lazy. So I came home from the supermarket the other day and I bought the mince that I already had the veg minced into it, and I'd bought ready chopped onions and roasted veg, and Phil said, you've hit an all time low. I said, why? He said, Anna, the mince has got the veg chopped into it. Like, what's happened to you? I said, well, it was easy. He was like, no, that's lazy. I thought it was ingenious.
He still ate it though, didn't he?
He did.
Okay, the thing that I learnt through Slim and Wool podcast on our Instagram was this thing called grape nuts.
Oh, they're a good texture.
I didn't know, never heard of them, anything. And I was like, oh, what are they? Are they a fruit?
But you hadn't eaten peanut butter till 4 months ago.
No, exactly.
Grape nuts are brilliant.
They're like a cereal.
Texture. Yeah, they're really nice with yogurt and fruit. It's like a granola-y type thing. They make a good biscuit as well.
Well, and also, big up to the Irish contingency that listen to our podcast. 1 in 10 listeners is Irish, so
hello.
Hey to you. I don't know what that was. That's offensive.
To be sure.
Yeah, let's leave that there. At one point, we do want to do a tour in Ireland. We'd love to come and
oh
see you.
Oh, my God,
we really
yes.
would. And so Grape Nuts was a recommendation of our Irish Slim and
oh,
World Mafia.
Really?
Mm, they educated me. I think it was during a live where a ton of you kind of were taking the mick out of me.
Oh, my God, have you just looked down and seen what we're doing?
We're both turning our feet in circles.
Oh my God,
and we've
that's
both
really
got
weird.
Black tights on.
And black boots. Yeah. We're matching, aren't
we're
we?
We're just basically coming.
I know.
Turning into
each other.
What? We even said the same thing at the same time.
I know,
time.
That's quite worrying.
Hashtag Clanner.
Clanner.
Literally is coming true.
Oh my God. So have we found that our favourite ones so far are oat, bread,
I mean,
it's high fiber.
Yeah, oats really, I think, has got the number one.
I think it's got such versatility. Bake them, pancake them, have them as porridge, have them as muffins. Oh my God, cheese them up. Seriously, possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
I also, though, really, really like the ones where you can split. Because I like a mix and a match.
What do you mean?
So there are some that are like pre-split, like a slice of bread and a hi-fi bar. Like, we know you can have two. Like, I like that. I also like feeling a bit of a rebel when you go, I've had one Alpen Light and a hi-fi bar. Like, yeah. I do love a cereal bar.
That's interesting,
bar,
because originally you weren't meant to split. Was it Healthy Extras A? Or
so if they're pre-split, yeah, Healthy Extra A's, listen, it's always up to the member, it's always up to choice, but we know that we want to protect your weight loss. But B's are quite easy to split if they're pre-split. We know they're quantifiable amounts. Yeah. So I do another one I like, shredded wheat with hot milk. Don't tell me you've never eaten shredded wheat, have you?
Yeah, I've got some. I'm nowhere near going to get as excited as you just did.
Oh my God, with banana, apple, some raisins, hot milk and a bit of sweetener. Oh my God, that is like a winter...
I could have that right now.
A Weetabix. Not a Weetabix, a Ready Breck. They make the best pancakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've done magic pancakes.
Oh, I love
them. They're only called magic pancakes in certain places. I mean, sometimes you go to groups. I went to a group in Bristol last June, and I said about magic pancakes, and they all looked at me. Because that's the thing, actually. When you go to groups, I've done groups in Birmingham, London, Bristol, tons of different ones in Manchester over the last year. And it's funny when you go to different regions that... Like, some people like magic pancakes, never heard of it. And then you go somewhere else, you like Diet Coke chicken, never heard of it. It's definitely, it's really interesting, isn't it? When like you go on holiday or you're working away, to just go to get a different perspective from a different group.
Yeah. Well, a magic pancake, Slimming World pancake.
Because basically, a magic pancake for me is the same as really baked oats. You're just doing it in less chunky bits and then putting it in a smaller pan.
Oh no, it's a different thing.
Nah, it's got eggs, oats, bit of yogurt.
Yeah, but it's the way they cook.
You just do it in smaller lumps.
They go crispy.
Lumps.
Smaller lumps.
You're really silly. Well, it's lumps, isn't it?
Come round to Claire's for some lumps. I do with mine with bacon, maple syrup and blueberries. Oh. Also sometimes chuck a chocolate chip in.
Just one.
Love it.
Singular.
Just one. Oh, can you imagine?
Who has one singular chocolate chip?
Not me. It's also nice, you can essence them up.
The little Smarties cartons I've started doing, because then at least you know how many sins they are.
Yeah, but it's when you've eaten 42 of those cartons I struggle.
Yeah.
You're good, you can have a multi-pack, I can't. The thing I've learnt about me is multi-packs trigger. They knock on the door and they go, don't go to bed until they're eaten. Eat me now.
You did a good thing the other day, didn't you? That someone bought you a box of chocolates as a present, you know, for a housewarming.
Yeah.
And you gave them to the builders.
I know.
I mean, respect.
Yeah, but then I came back to the blinking house and they left all the dark chocolate ones, didn't they? Because they didn't like them, so I ate them. I was like, God, I mean... You know, when you're eating the strawberry-filled one, you know you're desperate.
Yeah.
It's worth 3 sins, 4 sins. So, yeah, I always find, like, I just love to get excited by food. So I like a bacon bagel or with an egg. I like the fake McDonald's wrap with the... Was it your group we were talking about? The sausage patty?
Oh, I mean, the one I was doing a few weeks ago before the vegan splurge was sausage patties.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. With the egg, the slice of cheese. Nice.
I saw it on Instagram, actually.
Yeah.
So anyway, we hope we've kind of given you a bit of inspiration, and whether you are happy to stick with your Healthy Extra B, using it as you do now, or maybe you needed a bit of inspiration of what else can I do with this? And occasionally it is worthwhile just going and like looking in the book, I think, and seeing, well, what else is on here, rather than just always looking at bread and cereal.
And online, because they're updated online, the list is updated, new Healthy Extras, like you might find a seeded breads on there, or like when wholemeal pita bread came in, oh my God, that was a game changer.
Yeah, all these little things, there's just so many different stuff. And the point is, I guess, in order for us to like keep on with this and keep losing weight, you've got to keep excited.
Variety is spice of life.
It is, yes.
It is.
So anyway, have a great week.
You too, darling.
And you, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go warm up and get a coffee or drink or something.
I need the toilet.
Yeah, I do as well. Oh my God, we really are in sync.
Oh my God, right. Good night. Goodbye.
Come find us. Subscribe. And by the way, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, if you're following us on our new feed, then please could you leave us a 5-star rating and also drop us a review. We're just trying to build up more reviews that we can kind of reach more people who are listening. You'll know if on Apple our feed split in two, which is really annoying, and so we've had to kind of go back to the start of building up the profile of this new feed. And if you're on Spotify, then you can just hit follow. Have a super week. Come find us on Instagram, come and chat with us. We're at Slimming World Podcast, or just email us for our next listener's questions, which is coming up very soon, which is slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Ta-ra a bit.